Day 9 of the all-out assault. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Russian forces continue their barrage on major cities in Ukraine.
There's no doubt that Putin's forces are making a significant push around the country. We see it from the north, the south, the east. Cities like Kharkiv, which have been bombed extensively. Mariupol now surrounded. That move towards Odessa and still pushing towards Kyiv. One of the big concerns still is that nuclear facility. Not so much for the threat of a nuclear accident or for Putin to weaponize that, but for the power it gives him. This is a nuclear station that controls 25% of this country's energy, and it allows him to effectively turn off power to so many people right now in the dead of winter. Attacks continue on urban areas, continue on civilians, a school being hit. Hospitals also have been hit. Yesterday, 33 civilians died in Chernihiv in a strike.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Kyiv. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Brussels meeting with NATO allies discussing the growing humanitarian crisis in Ukraine.
We are working urgently with the government of Ukraine, the ICRC, and others to create humanitarian corridors that will allow civilians to get out of Ukraine's besieged cities and to allow food, medicine, and other vital supplies to get in.
The UN Refugee Agency says over a million people have fled Ukraine since the invasion began. Blinken also called on Russia to end his attacks on nuclear sites in Ukraine. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, in an emotional speech, blasted NATO for refusing to impose a no-fly zone over Ukraine, saying it will further untie Russia's hands as it escalates air attacks. Former Vice President Mike Pence will urge fellow Republicans to move on from the 2020 elections and is expected to say there is no room in the party for apologists for Putin as he further breaks from former President Trump. Pence is set to deliver a speech to the party's top donors in New Orleans. Pence does not directly reference his former boss, but Trump has made remarks about Putin that critics call deferential. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Fox News.
A federal judge is giving former pro football players a chance to get compensation over concussions, eliminating racial bias.
Under a plan that was finalized on Friday, retired black football players who were denied payments for dementia as part of the NFL's $1 billion concussion settlement can now choose to be retested or have their claims rescored to eliminate the racial bias known as race norming. The revisions could allow retired players the opportunity to resubmit their claims and add $100 million or more to the NFL's legal bills. The NFL has already paid out over $800 million through the fund, with nearly half for dementia claims. Peter Schwartz, Fox News.
New York City's lifting mandates that require masks in public schools and proof of COVID vaccination at restaurants or to enter entertainment venues. Mayor Eric Adams said that while the pandemic isn't over, he's confident it's safe to send children to school without masks. Disney is about to launch a cheaper version of its streaming service, Disney Plus.
Disney didn't share pricing details for the new platform or say when it exactly will launch. Disney Plus currently costs $7.99 a month and doesn't show ads, and the company said it would continue to offer this service. Disney said the new offering is a building block in its goal to reach 230 to 260 million Disney Plus subscribers by its fiscal 2024 year. Disney is also planning to expand its ad-supported Disney Plus service internationally next year.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. A group of conservative United Methodists is set to launch its own breakaway group. The creation of the Global Methodist Church is set for May 1st. It was organized by church leaders not happy with liberal churches' defiance of the United Methodist Church's ban on same-sex marriage and the ordination of openly gay clergy. The breakaway was supposed to take place in 2020 but was delayed due to the pandemic as church leaders from other countries were unable to travel for meetings. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.